literally start immediately. A wing my wit. I can start immediately. A wing my wit. How you like that, dude?
A wing my wit. We on it.
Asian Sweet Boy DM me, sent me like ways to fix my fucking shitty posture.
Really?
Unprompted.
Dude, it's.
I was like, all right, but hit thanks.
It's a big deal.
I have the worst fucking.
I might start podcasting if you don't mind from a standing desk. I'll be slightly out of frame, I think it'll be worth it for my posture. Dude,
you have a decent posture.
Apparently it sucks. The guy was like, how do you sit? And I sit like this.
Yeah.
Like, dude, he was like, because that's why I had like neck issues.
What kind of psycho would you be?
Dude, this is the Brugger method. I'm just every time he's like, it's no big deal. Whatever.
Brugger. Yeah, of course, a German sat like that shit.
Yeah,
true. It's such a German way of sitting.
Yeah, dude. So you have to pull your sacrum in first, as the sacrum is what everything's resting on, and then you pull your shoulders down. During the military guys episode, I sat like this. I was like,
I saw you the whole time, very straight face. Yeah, sorry about the military episode had to get taken down. I looked at you like 6 or 7 times during that podcast and laughed, which was funny because it was middle of him being like talking about a story of him like carrying his buddies out that just got shot. And I was like,
the whole time I was like, I just want my sacrum to be right for this.
Oh, is that what you were doing?
I was doing the Brugger method.
You did it the whole time and it looked hilarious.
And I would catch myself
straight face.
Yeah, I'll catch myself and I would just be like in my Zoom screen. Just be like,
yeah, that was a good one. But yeah, sorry we had to take that down. Government got a hold of us.
True.
Government came down.
I don't think people believe it. They're like, no, I'm like, dude, I'm telling you, man.
Yeah, dude.
They found that shit quick, which, you know, I have questions now. It's either,
how do they get behind a paywall right away and pick up names?
It's either
scary times.
Snitch?
There was no snitch.
You think it was just AI?
That was his, if you say his name onto a platform, yeah, they have.
My bad for that.
I mean,
I shouldn't
be on the air right now.
It was good. If you listened to it, enjoyed it, that's cool.
That guy had a clearance. He wasn't. The government doesn't want him chat.
All right, we interviewed Q. All right, yeah. I'm sorry. We interviewed Q,
and he disclosed 0 state secrets to me. I don't have any.
Nope.
Government. I know what they're up to, dude.
What are they up to?
Government's got a couple of D'Elias in the Senate.
Really?
A couple of D'Elias popping around making laws.
Senator D'Elia.
Senator Kells and D'Elia. R.I.P. Chris D'Elia.
Yeah, man. That was a.
R.I.P.
Is he going to keep doing his podcast?
He better. He better. He's fucked. I mean, I'm not like, you know, I'm not. Yeah, he is fucked.
I'd say pretty.
Yeah, that's pretty a tough. Hard. And see, that's like, fuck it. Here's exactly what happened. Yesterday we recorded a full podcast, talked about race for about an hour.
2 hours.
2 hours straight. It was a lot. And now it'll just be me saying something and backpedaling on Chris D'Elia. Well, kids are hot these days. I mean, I'm not like defending him or anything, but you know, it's going to be that for an hour and a half.
No.
It's just, but here's what was scary.
Yeah.
He got called a pedophile.
Sure.
And everybody was so happy to call him that on Twitter.
It's pretty fun.
There's literally, it is. Look, it's
pretty satisfying to call.
When I heard the news, I was like, oh, nice. Immediately got on Twitter and I was like, fuck, that sucks for him, huh? But, you know, there's no way of controlling it. There's no way of being like, hey, everybody on Twitter, we got to wait until someone's proven guilty.
Yeah.
Before he's number one trending in America as pedophile. Yeah. That's a rough one.
Oh, dude, I
didn't think it got worse than ours.
Apparently.
It gets worse. Dude.
Apparently.
Yeah.
I mean, they hit the Lou Dog with just like masturbator.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Aggressive. They hit him with aggressive masturbator.
Well, that was after the initial. He gets hit with rapist a lot.
Does he?
Lou Dog?
Really?
Yeah. King Louis?
King Louis gets hit with.
King Louis gets it. They bring that to his table.
Of like.
And he just says, no.
No.
Just get this out of here. No.
But D'Elia, man, I read it. It's damning. The only problem is, well, again, it was like the Aziz Ansari situation where girls like hung out with the famous guy and he just wanted to fuck me. It's annoying.
Yeah,
it's
that like, was a couple of them were like, all right, shut up. Keep fucking moving, lady. And here's the fucked up thing is it's like, man, why do they all come out at once? It's like, well, they finally feel brave enough. It's like, or do they see other girls getting a lot of likes?
Dude, that's a valid question.
Anything's
on the table anymore. I'm not doing this.
2 steps forward, 1 step back.
We're living in a country right now where the media is blatantly lying to the population. So anything's on the table, dude. But yeah, the problem is too, when you see The thing that made me laugh is when a lot of them are like, I was like a beginning comedian. I thought he was going to advise me, and it really, he just wanted to fuck me, which is super annoying. It's like, of course he wanted to. You did two open mics, and you think this guy now, like, that's your mentor? A famous guy DMs you, like, oh, perfect. This is how this works.
Yeah.
I do stand up twice. They saw
funny people. And they're like, oh, I just do one mic, and then Adam Sandler makes me famous.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's so a couple of them are like, oh, man, that's. Then, it's just a pile on, and then but then you see the one or two that's like he's DMing like 16-year-olds, like
you see the indefensible, yeah, the indefensible, yeah, ones, like, are just like, how old are you again? Well, I just think you can't tell young chicks they're cute, man. It's like, it's weird.
As hard as it is,
or lament the fact you can't lament a chick's age via text. It's like,
and then I'm sitting there, I'm like, damn, dude, I better not get fucking popped on any of these.
Like what?
Because they immediately put up a clip of him being like, 14-year-olds are not 14 anymore. They're 35. They're hot.
I saw that.
It's like, oh.
I saw that.
Yeah, if I get hit on anything, there's going to be clips of me being like, I'd fuck Lewis's son.
I immediately thought about that. I'm like, dude, it would be people would be like, shut it off. Enough. All right. Yeah. There's more. Like, shut it off. No. God damn it.
Yeah. So, yeah.
If you had to go to like a C-SPAN thing, like I did say kids were hot.
I did say kids, Your Honor. I was kidding.
I was talking about the gymnastic show, and I did say those kids were hot.
They were hot kids hopping around.
Like, for the record, do you think those kids were hot, Mr. Gillis? You'd be like,
those kids. For the record, sworn testimony.
Damn.
Yes, Your Honor.
Did they ever do that?
Yes, Your Honor.
You had to do like a newspaper every face.
Kids were fucking hot. Running out of the courtroom.
Yeah, well, it was funny too, because there was like one of the girls too. Well, this is actually kind of funny. This kind of ties into other stuff. One of the girls who came forward, I think her Twitter name's Goblin. She was like, I'm like reading her thing. I'm like, man, that's really shitty. And then she's like, her link is just like my OnlyFans profile. So I'm like, all right. So I'm like, webcam model. So now my wheels are spinning, dude. I'm going like, all right, he totally might have hit you up, but it's like right now I've seen this thing where people are like,
you going with this?
People have been complaining about cops, right? They're like, people like, they don't understand cops are a dangerous job. And people are like, yeah, have you ever met a sex worker? And it's like, what? There's no comparison there. Like, have you ever gotten butt fucked in the back of a Subaru in a legally parked car? It's like, it's like, I guess, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Doesn't make you a hero. It's like, I saw people been trying to be like, you think cops got it rough? Imagine being a sex worker. It's like, nonsense.
Yeah, man. And then
so all I can do is Bruger out. Dude, chiropractors have this sick, they're like, they have like a PhD in stoner knowledge. the guy was like cracking my back, and he's like, yeah, when your back's like this, you're basically letting your neck bow out and it's putting pressure here. And he's like, dude, also, dude, you know, if you unraveled all your DNA, it would go to Pluto. like, all right, that's pretty sick. Thanks, bro. He's like, yeah, dude, you got like 2 billion organisms right in your belly button. It's no big deal. Anyway, here, flip your leg over. And I'm like, thanks, bro. They sent me home with a packet of basically like, you are like a universal entity. Dude, it's fucking awesome. I'm going back Friday.
I think this is a unique chiropractor.
No, dude, they're all like this.
They're all.
I've been to a couple, dude.
Dingbats?
No, dude. They're just on some next level shit. I was like laying there with my eyes closed, and he was just like, check this out, dude. He's like, close your eyes. Tell me where your toes are pointing. And I'm like, yeah, I can basically tell you. He's like, yeah, it's your kinesthetic sense, dude. Your body knows where it is at all times. I'm like, dude, this fucking awesome.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm like, I think I'm going to keep going like once every month. Chiropractor is the only doc. I don't have health insurance anymore. I'm back off health insurance.
How much does it cost?
Well, it's $80 for the initial visit. And after that, just $40 a pop.
Oh, yeah.
Back aligned. Bro, it's unbelievable. Someone was trying to. No, dude, that's the thing. It's like, so they first of all, you got to crack the sacrum first, because that's what everything's resting on. So he goes, he folds your leg over and just goes, boom. And it's just like, cracks, does the back. And then he's like, all right, relax. Takes your neck and just goes, boom, and pops your neck real quick, and just. My neck pain all went away. My arm was tingling for like 2 months.
Oh, yeah.
Gone.
Told me about
that. Gone. We back Friday. That's why.
Dude, I might go to this guy. Dude, in fact, you know what's going to be funny? I'm going to go to him and have some Snapple facts lined up myself. And hit him with some wild
PhD in Snapple facts.
I'm going to hit him with some facts, and he's going to be like, yeah, man, right on.
Oh, dude, I'm done.
Like, all right, man, this guy's all right.
Yeah, the shit he sent me home with is so fucking funny, man. Basically telling you, like, dude, you know, like, your body's intuition is like full. It's like the best expert you know in chemistry, physics. I was like, dude, you're absolutely right, bro.
Fuck yeah.
You got my 40 bucks for lifetime, dude.
Yeah, maybe I should do that instead of a therapist.
Chiropractor?
Yeah.
Just have them tell you. Dude, it's infinitely.
Hit me with cool facts.
Yeah, exactly.
Line me up a little.
That's all you need to do.
I'll just start spilling my guts to that guy.
You honestly probably could.
He'll probably do the same thing as a therapist. He'll be like, why would you say that? You know what I mean? Like, yeah, me and my dad, you know, he never really says sorry. He's like, well,
like my dad never told sorry.
Why are you bringing that up?
I feel like I'm storing this thing with my dad up in my back shoulders. If you crack that up.
I don't know why I'm bringing that up. You hear about this D'Elia?
I hesitate to say this, but usually you kind of know what's going on in your friend Sniz life. Typically isn't a secret, bro.
Yeah, you got a good one out of LeMaren.
Yeah, I gotta
go. It's good to have producer LeMaren here. It's good to have some soul in here. You can't, if you make a good enough point, the producer will go,
That's all I want, dude. Just the burger method, dude. It helps me think.
What, the Sniz life of him? I bet he kept I bet they knew he was banging like young chicks, but you're going to keep that 16-year-old text to yourself.
True.
Not like,
true.
Yo, I fucking text. I'm grooming these bitches. I'm waiting on them.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of those things, too. It's like waiting. I heard a story one time about someone in another country where like, fuck, who was this? This was someone I knew. That's how their mom and dad met. The mom was in school. Yeah. She was like 15. And the dad was like, he paid a teacher money. He was like, keep an eye on her and keep her away from everyone. I'm going to make her my wife after she graduates.
Yeah, you used to be able to do that.
Yeah.
And it used to be like common.
Yeah. And then he was like, all right, you're out of school. Come move in with me. I paid your teacher to keep you away from the boys. And now you're mine. And I was like, that's kind of sweet in some weird international way.
That's what happened in the movie Parasite.
Oh, yeah.
I got one.
Hell yeah.
I got one out of there. That happened in Parasite.
But yeah, man. Yeah,
there weren't too many of those yesterday, now that I'm thinking about it, during our one-hour race talk. Not a lot of,
Yeah.
So you know it's not great.
It was just.
Yeah, or a couple, like off the mic. Oh, my bad.
It's all good.
I can't touch these.
It's all good. You can touch them, dude. Totally, everything in here is totally sturdy enough to code. Yeah, man, it's one of those, it's like the apparatus, this thing's being pushed through, I despise, but then it's like, you know, if I was sitting there, you know, like the standard thing, like, well, that was my daughter and I catch my daughter. I'm like, who are you talking to? And she's like some comedian. I read that. I'd be like, I'm going to kill this motherfucker.
Yeah.
So, you know, is what it is.
True.
That should be the thing. All the dads of those and powerful moms of that,
and
of those
kick-ass
girls,
moms.
Kick-ass moms.
Yeah.
Should be able to go over there and just fucking give
them. Well, she's got OnlyFans. It's just a kick-ass mom.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's, you're talking Goblin, dude.
The Goblin.
The Goblin.
Unfortunately, we probably shouldn't name her Twitter.
But she's an OnlyFans. We're only just people more. True. Dude, we're sending a legion of jerkers, dude.
Yeah, we're sending a legion of jerkers that are also going to be like, fucking bitch.
Fucking, that was fucked up. They'll be like, that was fucked up what you did to fucking.
No, our fans aren't.
No, they
hate pedophiles. We roll up the pedophiles.
True. But they would probably, I mean, how nice would it be to jerk to a lady who rolled up a pedophile? And it was funny because people went at Goblin and they were like, well, she was like, I was 16. This guy was trying to get me to like come to like fly me out. It was something like that. I don't want to slander, but it was something. It was a bad thing. Like he was pursuing me and he was courting me basically.
Yeah, he was courting.
Old school courtship, dude.
He's courting.
So he was courting her on some sort of electronic device. And the one guy's like, well, if you knew it was wrong, why didn't you shut it off? And she was like, because I was 16, like a famous guy wanted to hang out with me. Obviously, I was excited. And I was like, fair point, all Gob. Right. Fair point, Gob.
Point Goblin?
What's a fucking goon to a goblin, dude? Goblin. Yeah, so I was like, if Goblin stood her ground, link the OnlyFans.
Good for Gobs.
That's not bad.
Good for Gobs. RIP D'Elia.
That's all it is, dude. It's just like here today, gone tomorrow.
It's just like that. Uncle Charles.
Yeah, I'm going to miss him, bro.
I'm going to miss Uncle Charles. That's what D'Elia was just hanging out, and that fucking angel touched him. That was the goblin's hand. Just.
I mean, you see it, dude. It just fucking spreads so quick. It spreads so fast.
As soon as there's blood in the water,
it's chum.
If there's a green light on your head and you're allowed to get shit on, people just come out of the woodworks and like, yeah, he bumped me at this mic. He's a fucking sack of shit asshole. 1,000 likes, 20 retweets. It's like everybody hated him. You see? It's like, all right.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man, it's like we're like a we're definitely like the people who like first had fire who would light it and be like, whoa. Yeah, yeah. It's like we have this amazing technology. We're just like, oh, yeah. Just we're not ready for what, like the tool we have at our disposal.
Yeah. And the, yeah. And the group, the mob mentality thing of just piling the fuck on people.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, at least let it breathe, man. But yeah, man, that's the state of things today. COVID might not be real. Doctors are very much
phony motherfuckers. Hating. Fuck doctors.
Next time I go to the doctor, again, I don't have health insurance right now, so it might be a
me
while.
Me neither. Which is funny because we never really complain about the healthcare system. Mm-hmm. Probably should. Neither of us have. I'm 32. Dude. And I'm definitely going to be in declining health like shortly.
Yeah, you might as well jump on.
I got to start like complaining about healthcare because that is a little crazy.
Yeah, that's some bullshit.
We should have healthcare.
I would say
we should have.
I thought about this. Is my theory about that today? I just came up with that. You know, because like, doesn't England have a single payer system? Canada, France,
everybody,
all these countries that our military more or less kind of
pays for,
we
protect those boys.
I think we purposely are left to not have healthcare to encourage enlistment in the military. Because I think if they were to give everybody healthcare, it's like that like $20,000 signing bonus and like killer benefits. It's like fuck that. I already have that. So I think since we're like world military, they don't give us healthcare to encourage more and more people to sign up for the military.
Americans are basically Spartans.
That's what I'm saying.
We're all jack dudes with abs.
But we're fat. We're all fat. We're fat Spartans. Fat Spartans. America's fat Spartans. Fat
Spartans just at home watching.
Because like, there's no reason, dude. We have so much fucking money. Like
people run across like foam. Like American Ninja Warrior, just fat dude sitting there like, oof. Just we are. Pretty much. America is fat Sparta.
It's fat Sparta, dude. That's
boy love. No, that's great. That's the Athenians.
That's the
Athenians.
Greece. Dude. I got into
boy love.
I started thinking of a game called Greek Twister the other day. Where it's like, so you would say we were playing Greek Twister. I was thinking about how supple after my parents called me fat, I was like trying to combat in my head in the shower, like I'm more supple, dude. I'm more fucking. Yeah. I'm more just like, you know, my body flows, dude.
For sure.
It is very Greek. It's like a Greek statue. It's not like ripped, really. You can tell there's muscle underneath, but there's small dick.
Tiny dick. Tiny ass dick.
Tiny dick. Like, not a totally well-defined six-pack and not like huge pecs, but like, you know, it's definitely you tell the guy strong as fuck from the statue.
You just ooze intelligence.
Fat ass.
You ooze intelligence.
Exactly, dude.
You can't be like yoked and people see you and be like, oh, that guy's smart.
Although that would be
sick. You gotta be slightly soft.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm so smart.
I have some IQ fat on me.
Yeah.
I have IQ fat on my body. But yeah, the I don't even remember the fuck I was talking about. Oh, Greek Twister. So I started thinking about like just a good thing for people to play.
Yeah.
So it's just two dudes get naked and compare the strength, kind of like you and Phil arm wrestled the other day.
Oh yeah, we didn't even talk about
that. Yeah, I forgot about you guys. Yeah. You get totally naked, and then like so you and I would be naked, like you put it in like a bed or in the grass, and then we're like, all right, let's see whose wrist is stronger than whose wrist. And it's like you do wrist power, and then it's like, all right, let's do wrist while we do ankles. It's Greek Twister, and then you have to constantly combat different body parts to see who can overpower whose.
What? How do you get to dong?
Dude, these are, dude, I mean.
You thought of dong, obviously.
No, I didn't.
You didn't think of one?
No, this is just a classic contest of strength, dude. In the spirit of old school bodybuilding, which obviously you're going to be naked for this.
And Greco-Roman.
This was an idea.
Wrestling, which was naked.
For sure, 100% had to be naked. Yeah. So I get ideas before I fall asleep. And this was one that I was like, Greek Twister, hilarious.
Why Twister?
Because you'd spin the dial and it'd be like hand, feet. And you have to just like, instead of like touching the square, you see whose hand or feet is stronger than the other person. So you have to de-stay. You don't have to be naked for this, honestly. You just.
I know, but in the spirit of
the spirit Olympics. Greco.
In the spirit of the Olympics, you should be naked.
You should be
Phil,
at least.
Phil fucking proved his
dominated. Worth. He dominated.
Yeah, there was some leftover chicken. Phil was eating some leftover chicken. I came up to a bit of a vulture.
You went up behind him?
If Phil's eating something, I always act like I'm going to grab it. And he. It's too fun.
Does he box you out?
Yes. He immediately, what the fuck are you doing? Like if you reach for his food, he's like, get the fuck out of here. It's so fun. Or if he has a knife or fork, he'll swing it. He'll go for you, which is very fun.
Does he no look? A lot of old men will be like, get out of here.
It's like in the movie when like a cool badass is playing poker and sticks a knife through someone's hand. You know what I mean? When they're trying to cheat the table, he's like, put the coins back. So my dad does the mashed potatoes. He sees my hand reach for his Tates. But he...
Are you constantly trying to scoundrel his food?
I constantly fuck with his food, yes.
Oh, God.
And it's just funny. He thinks it's funny, too.
Of course.
Not. I wouldn't do it if it hurt him. But...
form of elder abuse, just like prison fucking bullying. Just like, that's my fucking potatoes.
Yeah, it's just hilarious. I come home, rub his head when he's sitting on the recliner. I always, and he's good to fuck one. Like, he'll be sitting on the, you can always see the tip of his head on the chair. So I'll shake his head. I'm like, what the fuck? Steal the remote, hand it to him, act like I'm going to hand it to him, pull it away. Like, give me the fucking remote. It's nonstop. It's nonstop. Now that I think about it, you must be so happy when I leave.
Oh my God. So
finally, just to fucking relax.
He's got to love it, man.
He does. He does. He's happy.
He's so
fucking with him with the remote. And I'm like, I'll stop doing it if you don't laugh. And he's always like,
He can't laugh. Dude, I'm telling you. So fun. You saw my baby, dude. I think babies are a trick to getting you into loving people. Because when you have them as a baby, you're like, God, I fucking love this person.
Yeah.
If like you just emerged at 34 in your dad's world, he'd be like, get the fuck out of here, dude.
True.
Just came out like, give me some potatoes. You'd be like, dude, no, they're mine. They're mine.
Yeah.
But yeah,
he saw me when I was a sweet boy.
Oh, he's
smiling, laughing.
He loves it. Looking up to him.
Now I rub his head.
He loves it.
Yeah. But so there was some leftover chicken. I went for it. Phil immediately boxed me out. I cried against it. I've rallied. I said, this is bullshit. Those are my leftovers. They weren't at all.
You called them?
But I said I called them. Which, you know, it was an unwritten. He wasn't there for it, but he does honor the called it code.
True.
So if somebody called it and you weren't there for the call, you still respect. You hear out the claim.
So he threw down the gauntlet.
So then he fucking put his elbow on the island in the kitchen.
God, that's so fucking alpha,
just
dude.
Just instantly was just like... And I was like, oh, fuck. My sister was in the living room. She was like... Wait,
Sosa or Maguire?
Sosa was in there. Slamming Sarah was in there. Slamming Sarah is recovering from some surgery, so she's had a lot of couch time. She's in the early lead.
She's charging up farts in the couch.
Well, it's the summer of home runs.
Yeah.
It's the summer of my sister's knocking them out of the park. And I'm keeping track. I pretend there's a count. Which is even more funny because they're like, when are you talking? They get like upset. Like, what are you talking about?
Have you heard
about
a single fart?
They have not farted once. But, you know, you got to lie about it. So Phil threw the gauntlet down. Sosa was hyped immediately.
Immediately.
He's like, you have to do it or you're a pussy. He's slamming Sarah. Sosa was claiming it. Dude, watching Fart McGuire, there was just a 30 for 30 on Fart McGuire and Sarah Sosa, and it's so fucking funny. Sarah's more the outgoing personality one. Fart McGuire is all business. Fart McGuire is fucking jacked. It's so funny. Sarah Sosa is more of a showman.
Oh my God.
Funny to call your sisters that.
Especially when they finally fart in front. How often do your sisters
never
fart in front of you?
Like, made an effort to not.
Yeah, my sisters never fart.
I do nothing but fart in front of them.
That's what I'm saying, dude. Our dinner table is like we fart. If I go to family dinner, it's a fart.
In fact. Sosa was watching me literally record farts and send them to my friends in the group chat. Really? And this bad boy broke out.
Oh, you got it going? You sent that one to the group chat?
I sent that to the group
chat. Did that win?
I timed it. It was about a 7-second fart.
And with a little bump, punctuate, you got an exclamation point on the end of that.
That was chipping it onto the green and sent it. A lot of people would have picked that up and not sent that, but I'd play, you know.
That was good.
Pardon me. Don't do that. And Phil laid down the gauntlet. I will say I was laughing the entire time, so that doesn't really count as a win, but yeah, he won.
Phil wasn't laughing. He wasn't laughing at all.
And it was one of those where, like, in 1 second, I knew I lost.
He probably lost, like, a millimeter off his teeth on like, that one.
Right. True. You're a fucking cocksucker. If he would have lost, it would have been over. If he would have lost arm wrestling, that would have been his death.
I
would have reminded him every day. I'd be like, you're dying. He's got a little life in the. He's got a little life. He's hopping around.
I beat my freshman gym teacher in sumo wrestling, and I never let him forget it, dude.
Yeah.
Almost felt bad after all. He had a claw. He had like one of those fucking hands that were
A mangled up hand.
Like my pop-up head, like where he blew up in a furnace or something, where like he was fixing something. He had one of these permanent things. And all he liked to show us how good he was at wrestling. And I threw him out of the fucking circle. Made fun of him for it every day.
Yeah, in eighth grade. Or, no.
That's kind of all we had.
Could have been eighth grade. It was, I think, my junior year in high school. I beat Phil in wrestling.
Did you?
Yeah. I called Jonan for, I yelled for my mom. I'd be like, you have to witness this because he'll lie.
Because you were fucking.
I had him pinned.
Did you?
And he couldn't get up. Long enough for me to call for my mom to come upstairs. But anyway,
he created a monster.
That happened
with Billy. We created a monster. Now Billy is just like, I'll try to wrestle him, and it's scary, dude.
Oh yeah, you didn't even tell your wrestling story.
Fuck, man, it was embarrassing.
What happened?
Sunday, I fucking showed my fucking ass, dude. I
Sunday was, dude.
First of all, I've been using.
This is literally the ass showing Olympics, dude. You participated in several events. Oh,
first of all, I've been working on Shred now. I now have Mock Bragging 13 workouts on Shred, the app.
Sick.
So I'm working on Shred. I did 13 workouts. People are probably going to be stoked on my body. Go home, shirt off, revealed. The whole family, my in-laws were there. Everyone's there swimming in the pool. My dad's like, you got a little pouch on you. Immediately, my dad calls me fat. And I'm like, thought I was jacked. Now I'm fat. This fucking
You just
sucks.
Have to get fat enough where people don't bring it up to you because it actually is hurtful.
Yeah, that's the thing.
That's where I'm at. I take my shirt off. People are like, they don't say anything, you know? They're not going to fucking call me out.
Yeah, my mom said something. So then, like, and again, I hadn't eaten all day because I did the Church of Dog.
Also, you have to be the meanest possible. Like, if you are slighted in any way, you respond with the harshest thing you can.
True.
So people, if somebody's like, oh, man, you're fat. I'm like, yeah, well, your parents are dead. You know what I mean? You gotta, the harshest comeback.
Wrap your heart in barbed wire.
You can't let them in.
Yeah.
You can't let them make fun of your love handles. You have to bring up their, siblings.
You said I had bitch hips before too. For the record,
the hips got me, dude. I passed that on to you. Bitch hips. Bitch hips is the meanest thing you can call another man. I told you this before. I remember when I was it was Fart McGuire, dude, and Slam and Sarah. They got me
with bitch hips.
They were on the couch. I was laying on the floor in front of the TV. And I was laying on my side. Like a swimsuit model. My bitch hips.
You're like a male bikini model.
Yes, and my bitch hips were very pronounced, I guess.
Oh.
And Slam and Sarah and Fart McGuire just had a field day on me. It was just, they were just taking turns. But bitch hips, yeah.
I mean, dude, the psychological warfare endured from two older sisters I can't imagine it, dude. Because it's like, I just got beat up by my older brothers and that was the end of it. They were like, you're fucking gay. And I was like, I don't think I'm gay. Yeah. But all right, guys, I appreciate if you didn't say that.
I got called gay throughout.
Yeah, but girls are like really good at tearing.
And they were, yeah, and they were. They knew what was tearing men apart that were 6 or 7 years older than me because that's how old they were.
Jesus, man!
So I was getting hit with like, you know, what do like college dudes hate getting called while I was in like fifth grade? Like, wait, what?
What'd they give you?
I mean, bitch hips was a rough one.
Yeah, it's thunder thighs.
Thunder thighs is so funny.
Thunder
thighs and bitch hips.
This should be called Thunder Thighs and Bitch Hips Secret Podcast.
God, I'm trying to think when they got me on. They would expose me. Like, if they knew, like, I thought I was getting away with jerking off in the shower. And they're like, you're disgusting. Everybody knows what you're doing. Just the shame of like.
Fuck. That sucks because all my older brothers are also jerking off, so this was kind of like a skull and bone situation,
which is really disgusting to think about. Sosa and Mark, Sosa and Fart getting after it, but you know
that's why you're counting their farts now. They were counting your beats, dude. You're at a perfect 500 for the spring.
I had a hell of a summer that year. I destroyed Maris's old record.